Welcome to House Matters, the program highlighting happenings in the Houses of Parliament. In this week's edition, Energy Minister sheds light on plans for the construction of a mega energy plant in Jamaica. All this and more, so stay with us.
The care and protection of our children is everybody's business. The Office of the Children's Registry now has responsibility for the Ananda Alert System and stands ready to assist with the safe and speedy recovery of every missing child. Report cases of missing children to the OCR by calling 1-888-PROTECT or call the police at 119. Or email us at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm with details about the child. Be the change. Help us bring our children home.
Construction of a 381 megawatt energy plant in Jamaica should be completed by 2016. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Philip Paulwell, says Cabinet will be appointing an enterprise team to oversee the full implementation of the construction of the plant. This enterprise team, he says, will be headed by former UDC Chairman Dr. Vincent Lawrence.
The enterprise team will report through the Prime Minister, the Cabinet. The enterprise team will be mandated to have the project implemented by 2016. That timing is sacrosanct.
Minister Paulwell was addressing Tuesday's sitting of Parliament as he opened the 2014-2015 sectoral debate. He notes that the country will receive regular reports from the team on the project, which will comprise six individuals, two of whom will be nominated by the private sector group.
I'm aware of the Prime Minister's passion to bring cheaper electricity to the people of Jamaica and for her fervent desire to foster growth in the Jamaican economy. I pledge my own support and commitment to ensuring that we meet this timeline.
Meanwhile, the Energy Minister informed that he will be consulting with the Office of Utilities Regulation, the OUR, regarding the revocation of Energy World International's EWI license to construct the energy plant. The OUR recommended in April that EWI be granted a license for the supply of 381 megawatts of electric power to the Jamaica Public Service, the JPS. Mr. Paulwell explains that the Inter-American Development Bank, in communication to EWI, indicated that the institution was not willing to finance the project. However, he has underscored that this project remains of critical importance to Jamaica and represents a significant and viable opportunity to realize the reduction in the cost of electricity. Mr. Paulwell says the ministry has worked tirelessly towards lowering electricity prices and will continue to pursue cheaper energy solutions for the Jamaican people. And representatives of the world's largest aluminium company, UC Rosal, will be visiting Jamaica later this month to conclude discussions on the future of their operations at the Alpart and Kirkvine bauxite plants. Minister Paulwell, who also made this announcement in Parliament, expressed concern that the plants have been closed for 5 years. He further notes that Cabinet has given approval to grant the Russian company a bauxite levy concession for an additional 2 years in respect of the Ureton plant on the condition that it constructs a coal-fired energy solution at the plant. Backed by a 4.2% increase in the mining and quarrying sector in the 2013-2014 financial year, the minister expressed optimism at the industry's prospects.
Despite the cyclical nature of this competitive industry, Jamaica is now positioned to do much better. Our first mover advantage in infrastructure and the quantity and quality of our reserves will make us a critical player for decades to come. Jamaica's bauxite future is assured because the demand for bauxite in the global market is growing as some countries are restricting bauxite export.
He informs that the government's policy going forward is that there will be no new agreements for the export of raw bauxite without specific conditions. The energy minister says while all existing agreements will be honored, no new agreement will be considered unless it is accompanied by a commitment to build an aluminum refinery with specific timelines for implementation. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time when we look at what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.